It's been nearly 8 years since the world mourned the loss of one of the most famous women in the world. Princess Diana was a fixture on the front pages of newspapers and magazines from the moment she stepped into the arms of the Prince of Wales. Countless books, interviews, and television specials have claimed to shed light on who she was. Now comes a new book from a woman who says her friendship with the princess helped her to write the most honest and intimate portrait yet. It's called Diana, The Last Word. Simone Simmons was Diana's energy healer and friend. Her co-author is Ingrid Seward, an expert on the royal family and a writer for The Majesty magazine. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, let me send my condolences to the two of you from coming in just from London after what we've experienced over the past couple of days. I'm sure it's been difficult.
A nightmare.
At home, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit in the beginning here about how your relationship developed with Diana, because many wonder sort of how you guys got to know each other.
Right. Diana was introduced to me for healing initially. And then after a while, the friendship became a friendship as opposed to patient-therapist relationship. We became close friends.
Now, you say you
knew
her...
And I taught Diana how to heal.
And you say you knew her for 4 years before she died, although
yes.
There are certain claims that in the last year before she did die that you guys were not as close.
Oh, no, I've got letters and things from her from 97 before she died.
One of the things that people talk about in the book is your first chapter.
Yes.
It is the chapter that everybody, every critic is writing about, everybody is talking about, and that is that you claim that she had a relationship with JFK Jr., and that, in fact, they actually had an intimate night together at the Carlisle Hotel.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We were sitting down on her couch one day, just talking, and talking about women. And we started off talking about Grace Kelly, then started talking about Jackie Onassis. And then, while we were talking about Jackie Onassis, Diana said to me in a very sheepish voice, "I've got something to tell you." And she blurted it out, and I said to her, "You're joking." And she said, "No." And I was quite stunned. But it happened. I didn't go into details. I didn't ask her any questions. She volunteered to tell me.
You should have definitely asked her.
Yes, I should. I know you would have done.
Well,
you're a journalist.
Yes. As you know, Simone, you know, her butler, her secretary, I mean, many people who are the very best of friends with Diane claim that the relationship never, in fact, occurred. Some say, you know, why is it that all of a sudden this is now claimed in this book almost 8 years later? What do you say to all the critics out there who kind of think, well, they both passed on. How do we know what the real truth is?
Diana wouldn't have lied to me. She didn't lie to me about Dr. Khan, the heart surgeon. She told me when it happened in 1995 when she met Hasnat Khan. She told Paul Burrell at the end of 1996 about Hasnat Khan. I was her friend, not her employee.
You know how women tell each other things that you're not going to tell someone that works for you. A woman, and also I don't think it was something that Diana was particularly proud of, because it was so out of character for her to have a one-night stand, as I suppose it was. I think she wasn't very proud of it, but she wanted to tell Simone this. But that's not something she's going to tell Paul Burrell or her detective or her private secretary, least of all. And I think this is the answer to the critics. It's a woman-to-woman thing.
Well, one of the things that the critics also say is if you had a relationship for all those years, why are there no pictures of the two of you together? No real records of moments that you shared together?
There's no photos of Ingrid and I together.
Good point.
I've got friends that I've had for 20 years. There's no photos of us together. I'm not a photograph person.
Let's talk a little bit about the relationship with Charles, because one of the things I found very fascinating about the book is that she, in fact, had a very close friendship with Charles after their relationship broke up. And
after
the fact
divorce,
that she said that she wanted Charles to make an honest woman out of Camilla.
Absolutely. She would have loved Charles to marry Camilla.
But what
because
happened?
She was in love
Charles
with her.
Charles came round, didn't he? Charles came round
to use the toilets not long after Lawrence Vandercost died. And I was on the phone to her and she said, "My ex is at the door." She was so surprised. Anyway, a while later she phoned me up and she'd been talking to him. And then the friendship got closer. But by Christmas They were just laughing and joking together. This was Christmas of 96. And certainly by the beginning of 97, they were talking to each other a lot, and he was her closest male friend.
And she actually said to him, which is, sorry, when he came round to go to the loo, yeah, she said to him, "By the way, Charles, why don't you make an honest woman of Camilla?" She got no answer for her. Then she said, yeah, to Simone, "She can't be all bad, she's a Cancerian like me."
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Ingrid, let's talk a little bit for a second about her lasting legacy. Some say it was the landmines.
Absolutely.
What do you believe is her lasting legacy, and how would she look back on this period right now about what's going on in the world?
I think she wanted to be remembered as a humanitarian. She didn't want a fountain built in her honor. She would have loved a hospital or a hospice. And with what's going on in the world now, she would have been certainly lending herself to whatever situation was happening.
Yes, and she cared about people, and she genuinely loved people. That's why she shone her lights in the dark corners of the world.
All right, well, thank you very much, Simone Simmons and Ingrid Sewell. Thanks for joining us.